This thing?
Yeah, big disc.
Okay, I've seen them.
And then the other's got a... Well, the cultivator's got two sweeps here at the row. Mm-hmm. And then there's two back here on this. There's three sweeps on each one. Mm-hmm. It plows this all in. And you come back, plow again, this outside sweep comes in that middle, this a row and this a row. And you got a planter, the one sitting right out there with the plows on that fits each one of these rows. And then you got a box up there that drops that seed. Mm-hmm. Got a chain on it to make it roll the seed out.
Mm-hmm.
And just go down them rows with your cotton seed in there, corn or whatever you plant, maize.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call it, a mowboard plow? Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, it's got a... Well, I got one of them sitting out there, the mowboard to it. It's got a sweep. It's got a sweep across it here. And then it's got a wing back here that dirt comes off here right back on it, and it throws it over, just turns it over.
I see.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Down.
Once the cotton comes up, then what do you have to do?
Well, you got it planted with this planter, and it's got two little shelves back here. It covers it.
Mm-hmm.
Row, and it's in a row. You just come down that row with that cultivator we was talking about a while ago, with them two little sweeps and two more and
mm-hmm.
plows all that, them little sweeps. Well, it's got fenders on that cultivator when it's little. That's fastened up to there and come right back the side of these
mm-hmm.
piece tins, you know, fixed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You put it as close as you want to this dirt so you can let this, what dirt you don't fall in or on that cotton rope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, do you have to stomp it down or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You just leave it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, after the cotton comes up, then what?
Well, you got to think about plowing it. Well, that's what we was doing there, just didn't plow.
Yeah.
And then you got to chop it out. It's because you put it in there. All along the latter part, we had a planter where it would drop two or three. It had a skip in it, and it dropped two or three
mm-hmm.
in here along there
mm-hmm.
for come up like it would thin it out where you plant it with that other planter where it just planted all along.
Mm-hmm.
It just stalks all along. You had to go to the hole and chop it out.
Mm.
Chop the weeds and stuff in.
Yeah.
But there for a long time, I just used it just dropped in there. It didn't have, of course, you would hoe it, but you wouldn't have to chop the cotton out.
Mm-hmm. What all kind of weeds did you have?
Oh, just nearly anything. Johnson grass, another grass, cuckleburrs, everything you can think of.
Yeah. Well, that Johnson grass is bad.
Yeah.
I've got some in my garden right now. I can't get rid of it. I keep chopping it up and it comes back out.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to get.
Uh-huh. I think I've got those, you know, those little roots are kind of red on it. And I can get that stuff up and it comes back up in about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Cotton and corn, you'd say, grow in a what?
Well, what do you mean, grows in a, you plant it?
Out there in the, what do you call that area, what they grow?
In the field.
Okay. And Would you call tobacco? Would you say tobacco grows in the field, or say it grows in something else?
Well, it don't. I don't know whether it grows here or not, but they got it fixed in a field just like this
uh-huh.
in Arkansas. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody grows tobacco around here, do they?
Huh. Well, there's a man up there at Valley View when I lived there growed some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. How'd it do?
Done pretty good.
Huh. Well, yeah.
But I don't know of anybody else that's. Of course, I don't say they haven't, but I've heard of them if they have.
Yeah. What all kinds of fences did y'all have